I just finished The Last Olympian, which is the last book in the Percy Jackson series, and I wanted to share my favorite quote from it today. I started the series last year, and I really enjoyed it. It's a middle grade series. If you haven't read it, it's about basically the Greek demigods, and it's set in modern times, so there's a bunch of teenage demigod heroes, half Greek god, you know, half mortal, and it's kind of about their adventures trying to save the world and figure out who they are, things like that. It's really, really fun. So here's three reasons I really enjoyed this read. One, it's a really creative snapshot of the Greek gods and the heroes. He gives them a modern twist, but tries to keep the spirit of what they would have been like in the myths alive, which is really fun. I remember reading the Iliad and the Odyssey in college and kind of laughing at how well the author, Rick Riordan, the author of the Percy Jackson series, of course, how well he captured those great characters, the Greek heroes and gods of the older classics. And so it's fun, you know, that he updates it, he modernizes it, you know, maybe Apollo is driving a sports car instead of a chariot, but he kind of tries to capture the feeling of what they might have been like and help you remember, okay, Apollo's the god of medicine and the god of poetry and, stuff like that. So it's really creative, and it's a really fun look at all the Greek gods. So that's really fun to read. The other thing is it's really easy. It's a middle grade book. And when I'm grading a lot of papers and stuff, it's really nice to sit down with a book, which does not take much brain power, but, you know, it's just something really light. And then the third reason I really like it is it's action packed. There's explosions, sword fights, wild Pegasus rides. It's really exciting. And so it keeps my attention and is really fun to read. So I'll read a quote, and I'm going to try not to give too many spoilers whatsoever. But in this book, there's quite a bit of fighting. It's the final book in a 5-book series. So there's been a lot of buildup to this point. Lots of, you know, massive battles, Greek gods fighting other things, monsters from different myths. There's the demigods who are following these heroes, and it can feel really, superhero-esque almost. And there's this moment where they run into the goddess Hestia, which, if you're familiar with the Greek myths, is the goddess of the hearth. So she's really, really small, you know, kind of quiet, and she just sits by the hearth. And there's this moment where everything seems really hopeless. And so yeah, there's just this one line, "Hope survives best at the hearth," I said. And so this hero, the main hero, says, "Hope survives best at the hearth." And this is one my favorite line for now from this book, which I really liked this line because I think it's a really cute moment where he realizes what matters. But at the same time, I think it also gives us something to think about, like hope survives best at the hearth. Hope is kind of lies with the people that we love, or, you know, kind of that home base in some ways. It's not as much, it kind of is a way to stay for the character, I guess. And to stay grounded in the midst of all of this fighting and stuff. And so I liked that because one, it's a cute moment, but two, it feels like there's something we can take away from that, where never forget our why, never forget who we're fighting for, and that staying grounded in that part of ourselves can help bring hope and help bring some stability to the rest of the crazy adventures that they go on, which I thought was really beautiful. Here's a honorary favorite quote, which is actually his dedication. His dedication at the front of the book says, "To Mrs. Pabst, my 8th grade English teacher who started me on my writing journey." If you guys don't know, I'm an English teacher as well as a writer. So this hit pretty hard, just making me really happy thinking about who's going to go on from my classes to become the next Rick Riordan, to become their own writer who brings a new series, brings new books to the world to share. I thought that was really cool. You never know who, I guess the takeaway is you never know who you're going to inspire to do something great, and you never know where the writing journey will take you. So I guess that's just a brief look at The Last Olympian, my thoughts on it. I'd love to hear if you've read it. What did you think of the series? What should I read next? I'm kind of on a Greek myth kick right now. But anyways, happy reading, friends. I'll see you next time.